God knows you. He knows us. He made us. He knows everything about us. He knows our makeup. He knows the number of hairs on our head. He knew us when we were in our mother's womb, when our bones were being knit together. He knows our inner workings. He knows what makes us tick. God loves us. He wants what's best for us. You see that in 2 Peter 3 and verse 9. And every interaction he has with us is for our betterment. James 1, 17 for that. And I was thinking about that. I was listening to the radio. And I got to thinking, God told us to sing. He told us to speak to one another in songs, hymns, and spiritual songs. Why? Why did he do that? Well, it's for us. He did it for us. God doesn't need it. You can look over in Acts 17, verse 25, and God doesn't need our singing. God told us to sing because it was the best thing for us and it was the best thing for his kingdom. That's why God does everything he does, because it's the best thing for us and it's the best thing for his kingdom. That should be the reason behind everything we do, because it's the best thing for us because it's the best thing for his kingdom. Why? Why is it the best thing for us and the best thing for his kingdom? Well, it's because of how he made us. He knows how he made us. He knows what works for us. He knows how our brains work. One reason is that melody affects emotion. And by tying in more parts of your brain, tying in emotional parts of your brain and whatnot, it affects how you remember and how you think. A melody can set a mood of the message of the words. A great example of this is a song, A Shelter in the Time of Storm. That song was originally written in a minor chord. Now it's been rearranged into a major chord, and it doesn't make a lot of sense in a major chord. You know, it's too happy, honestly. Jesus is a rock in a weary land. That doesn't sound weary. And you go back and you sing the minor chord version of that song, and you won't be thinking about the same things you were thinking about when you sung the major chord version of it. The melody can affect, it can inform the message of the song. Another reason is that music moves the brain to pay attention. You can see examples of that in the Bible. When people broke into song and a group broke into song, it built up. Or where an audience stopped and listened. And there was a study recently. It was, where was it? It was Stanford. Stanford did a study. And they scanned people's brains and they showed that whenever there's music played, it triggers the attention-getting parts of the brain. We didn't need that study. We already knew that. Someone sings, I'll tell you what, you're over at the dean's house. And someone breaks into that song, all the conversations stop. It focuses people. But perhaps the biggest reason is memory. And this is what got me thinking about it, listening to the radio. There's this game, and sometimes it's played as a contest on the radio. They'll play just the first bit of a song. Just the first little bit of a song. Not even a second, maybe a half a second, maybe just one note. And then the contestants have to guess what the song was. And they can. How brilliant is that? How brilliant is that? That God gave us a brain that can identify a whole song from less than a second. That well, it doesn't only bring to mind the name of the song. It's not like they heard that note and the name popped into their mind. They heard it. And the whole song popped into their mind. And the words popped into their mind. The whole thing popped into their mind. And what did God tell us to do with songs? He told us to teach and admonish, to praise and rejoice. And how wonderful is it that just one note of a song could bring to mind a fully formed biblical teaching to the forefront of our mind? God knows what works for us. Try it. Try it in the car ride home. Take turns. Someone's going to come up to me after and be like, I drive home alone. Well, I'll do it with you after church. But the point is, try it. Just in the car ride home, take turns. Sing just the very beginning of a song. One of the ones I used when I was talking about this with Bonnie was Just As I Am. I didn't even get to the S of just. Just that first two notes. Whole song. And the whole thought and the feeling of the song. So sing just the first part and let the other people guess, but they're not going to be guessing. They're going to know. And you can praise God and thank Him that He had the wisdom to give you an act of worship that would fill you with His teachings. Plenty of things that have shown that you memorize better when it's a song. That's why we have an alphabet song. God knew it. That's why He has us sing. One of the reasons. I don't presume to know the mind of God. There are probably other brilliant reasons that God has us sing that I hadn't even thought of. But it shouldn't be shocking to us when we realize that a command of God is brilliant. It shouldn't be shocking when we realize that a command of God is to our benefit. God loves us. Every command is for our benefit. Even the command to be baptized is for our benefit. It's for us. Why? Does getting into the water earn our salvation? No. Does it prove to God that you had a change in heart? No. It's for you. It's for us. The very act cements the commitment in your mind. There are not a lot of people here that you're going to talk to tonight that can't tell you about when they got baptized. It cements it in your mind. And it's an encouragement to the brothers and sisters. It's an appeal to God of a good conscience. That's what it says in 1 Peter 3:21. And it also says in that same verse that I'm thinking about something else. Sorry, I got distracted. Well, the point is that His commands are for us. Even us being here tonight, it's for us. God wants us to spend time with one another, not forsaking the assembly. It says over in Hebrews 10 and 25. Because He knows it benefits us. How? How does it benefit us? Well, it says later in the same verse, it's encouragement. To encourage one another. To build one another up. He wants us to bring our faults and weaknesses to each other so we can lift one another up and bear one another's burdens. That's another aspect of this invitation. If you need to answer the gospel call and to be baptized and to take that step that is for your benefit and for the benefit of everyone, really, if you need to pour yourself out to your brothers and sisters, then please come as we stand and sing.